News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Today, the government is to announce new measures in a bid to phase out vaping. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, is to bring proposals to Cabinet in the next hour or two. We're joined by Colin Burke, Minister for State with Responsibility for Public Health, Wellbeing and the National Drug Strategy. Colin, tell us about the measures that the Cabinet Minister or the Cabinet are going to be discussing in an hour or two.
Good morning, Shane. As you're aware, 18% of 15 to 24-year-olds regularly use nicotine inhaling products, and there's a need to bring about the change. So we're also finding that people who use nicotine inhaling products have an increased level of asthma, and it also can lead on to smoking. So basically, the minister is bringing a memo before Cabinet this morning in relation to banning some issues, and in relation to, in particular, it's about regulating the products that have flavouring. There'll be regulation on that. That's what sort of legislation will entitle them to. Also in relation to packaging, so that it's not, the packaging at the moment is very attractive, and also the point of sale display. So there'll be regulations on that. And the whole idea is to remove the disposable vapes will also be banned, which is what we're talking about. Now, it's a memo going through Cabinet, so it has to go through Cabinet. I'm only seeing what's available publicly at the moment. I haven't seen the full details of the regulations, but that's my understanding.
Okay.
So it will prohibit advertising of nicotine inhaling products in retail premises. It will restrict the appearance of nicotine inhaling products, device and components, and restricts the appearance of refill containers within premises as well.
Okay. Flavoured products, you mentioned that. So what will happen to flavoured products? Will they be banned, can you say at this point how far you will go in relation to that?
My understanding is that there will be specific regulation brought in relation to flavours. So the flavour, if the product, it must contain the flavour name, and the flavour names will be set out in the regulations. So it's about making it less attractive. Because as I said, one of the things that's happening with people using nicotine inhaling products is that they're going on, some of them, in smoking, but it's also leading to health issues, and that's the reason why we need to bring this in at this stage.
Okay, point of sale displays. Will that mean that shops will be restricted from
yes,
having?
Because
you see it in some shops, that's quite prominent there. The vape products.
There will be allowances, for instance, where the shop is their main item that they're selling, so that there will be some. The restrictions won't be as severe there, but it's about bringing in to try and reduce down the number of young people who are using inhaling nicotine inhaling products, and this is what we need to do. We just seem to be stuck in relation to the number of people who are smoking now. It hasn't reduced really over the last 3 to 4 years, and we need to do a lot more. A lot of it has started with people using nicotine inhaling products, and therefore that's the reason why we now need to bring in these regulations. And a number of other countries, it would be great if it was brought in European-wide. I understand there are 6 countries already working on the same lines as what we're talking about. And I think this is important that we give the lead again, the same way as we did with the smoking ban a number of years ago.
Okay. Just finally, obviously, you're restricted at this stage on the detail of what you can say, but suffice to say there will be serious restrictions on the sale of vaping, basically.
Serious restrictions. And obviously, in relation to the outlets, there will be a lead-in time, so it's not going to come in overnight. So there will be a lead-in time in relation to this as well. So I think that's important as well for people who are involved in the sale of these products. So it's something that will come in over a period of time. As you know, this is only the memo going to Cabinet. We then have to go to the drafting of the bill, and then the bill having to go through both houses of the bureaucracy before it becomes law. And then the minister has to bring in the necessary regulations as well. So it's a step-by-step approach. But I think this is an important move this morning that is going through Cabinet, hopefully this morning.
Okay, Colin Burke, Minister of State, Responsibility for Public Health, Wellbeing and the National Drug Strategy. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.